What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, this show already is very close to my heart. I don't remember the last time. I wish we were in the same studio. We're not. We're tech savvy because of this gentleman right here. But Nando's here.
Yeah.
Nando, when's the last time you were on a show?
It was actually me and Chels in the basement. Man, I don't even know. Years ago.
I was going to say, what are you and Chels doing in the basement? Like, that was, you know, that was
my initial... you were there too.
Yeah. I was going to say, my God. I was like, what? I was like, have I heard that one? No, of course.
It was about a woman who worked in a mattress store. That was the main question.
Wow. I mean, that had to be, number one, you know, the true OGs of the show and just everybody in the community obviously knows who you are, but the true OGs, remember, we were on almost all the shows at the very, very beginning together. And, you know, obviously, you know, since even before day one, Nando has been involved. But do you miss coming on the show? Are you ever offended that you're not on the show more often? No. I feel like maybe I'm starting. Is there a beef that I don't know about before we get into things about me?
No, I don't need. I got fantasy podcasts.
I know that. Yeah.
My ego. I'm okay.
Yeah. Cause and where would my team be without you? But I mean, end of the day, it's just not, it feels like home right now.
Yeah.
What I'm getting to.
How about that?
Right.
Just like in The Prestige.
But we have a lot to catch up on with the community. We had Chelsea was supposed to do a episode with Chelsea. She had a bit of an issue. She had a little bit of a injury, but we're good. We're going to get her back in the mix. But I was just excited to catch up with you in general, kind of almost like a two birds with one stone situation here. We're going to get into some. Yeah, it's going to have an OG vibe where Nando, we're going to get back into the questions era. But we had barely even caught up at the wedding, which, you know, you were sorely missed for a variety of reasons. You know, number one, obviously, we just wanted you there. But number two, you're way better at being Italian than I am.
Yeah.
And that was definitely missed. Yeah, for sure. I made a very just a total fool. I didn't do like the Bezos in Spain thing. But I definitely was not a very effective. I was definitely more of an American than anything else, which I always just expect to be. I'm not that guy.
You know? I don't know. I kind of picture you as being able to, like, and I mean this is a compliment, kind of like chameleon yourself into the situation pretty well, man. Like the times we've hung out, at least you're kind of like, especially considering how many people can come up to you and say, "Oh my God!" You know, you just got you and Chris are actually very good at just kind of like sliding into the situation and adapting. So. I would have assumed like in Tuscany, you would have just been like, all right, yeah, you know, let me take another button down and blend right in.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I was in my head about it, but I feel like we stick out like a sore thumb. But what was interesting was I try to just be really just look at it as a politeness thing. I don't like coming off. I think just maybe, you know, as an American, as like somehow maybe arrogant, like you should be able to speak English, you know? So I had like a translator app on my phone and like I would gear up for a conversation. Like I went in and I had to really like muscle up for like this. I went into this little sandwich shop that was kind of like off the beaten path and I was by myself. I was like, nah, I got this, you know, like I'm going to try and roll some R's right now. Cause I'm alone. Like, who am I really going to get embarrassed in front of, you know?
Yeah.
And, nah, man, it was just, I thankfully the guy behind there was like, do you want to discover? And I was like, you know, yes. Yes. And he was just saying stuff and I was like, that sounds good. And I end up eating like eggplant sandwiches and all this other random stuff that I probably never order, that I was just grateful to be eating at that point. But we walked into a couple spots with Urbano. And Bono, you know, being born in Italy and all of that and growing up in a very Italian household, you know, speaks Italian fluently. And you saw the relief in the faces of like the locals when we go to a shop and stuff, and the way we get treated immediately was like totally different, and it made me very envious.
Urbano's like Sicilian, right? Like Calabrese. He's got, I mean, he's like legitimate too. He's not like a dude from like up north, but I mean, like he's not like one of the northerner. You know, he's got an accent. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah,
he's like from Louisiana. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that. Yeah, hey, how y'all doing? You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, like he speaks like dialect speaks, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like gets that. Well, you do that too, no?
Yeah, I have a Calabrese and now I have the small village outside of Naples accent.
Do you think that with you know, now that I'm a married man, you know, I have just so much experience with all this. Do you think that your relationship is enhanced with how Italian both you are in your marriage, like how big of a deal it is in both of your like families, you know, generations before?
I mean, it makes it kind of easier. Like you know, you have so many similar traditions that you don't have to be like, what's that? You know, like, oh, cool. You know, sure. Whatever. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my family breads this, yours fries it. That's like our big difference, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that. but besides that, it's helped a lot, obviously. Similar backgrounds and stuff.
Yeah, Chell and I were pretty united in our lack of just the lingo, but we made it work. We were good. I don't want to say I was a total loss. I made it happen. Just I was doing it with the hands. You know what I mean?
That's all you need. That's and plus, like, universal. There's so many British tourists there. You know what I mean? They're red. It's not like being a big dumb American. You know what I mean? Like, so many in the EU speak English that it's not just like you're catering to Americans. It's like you're catering to the mm-hmm. British and, you know, everybody else. It's just a very universal tie everything together language.
Yeah. Too. Well, it was funny kind of getting into it with this show and, you know, outside of just being excited to get on, I was actually going to call you before we were able to work this out. So you had brought up something that I saw come in on the questions a couple of times where people were asking us, hey, what did you think now about getting gifts from the registry? And yeah. I had told you that I worked overtime and still do not know what is on the registry because it just makes me very uncomfortable for whatever reason. It just seems like going to Santa, just the whole, and that not just like with my own wedding. I always felt like I understand the logic behind it, but you had brought it up. I don't know what's on there, but I'm hearing that there are certain things that are like way out of left field.
Well, most of it's gone too. Like, so like, even if I wanted to get you like seven random, like these beautiful, finely decorated measuring cups. and there's like more than one set of measuring cups in there too, which is amazing. But like that, like, yeah. And like, I was kind of disappointed. Like everyone's already bought the stuff up. So
and how many cakes can you bake? But like, you know, it's just right. wild to me that like, right. I'm just thinking of Chell and her mom sitting there and like being like, oh, the measuring cups. And just so, it's just so weird to me that there's a website devoted to that. It's like, I got like an Amazon wish list.
Yeah. It's, I mean, look, it's expected though. Like people, this is the old school way to do it. You know, like when I started going, when I was like 23, 24, my friends were getting married. I was buying that, you know, like pot sets, you know what I mean? I wasn't going like with an envelope full of cash because mm-hmm. that's what you do. But apparently that's like a big shower thing now. And it's not a, you know, it's all been eaten up.
Yeah. I suppose that makes some sense, but no, I was just, you know, I've just been successful at avoiding it to this point, and I'm gonna keep that energy, I think, throughout the entire thing. We have the other wedding coming up, so
well, I finally got into RSVP, and you know, it's like, hey, would you like to check out the registry? I'm like, yes. So we went through, and like, do you like Monopoly? Just out of curiosity.
I do.
Oh, do you love Monopoly?
Well, the DeMonicos are a big game family, and I will say that the Manzos, if they bought into any game, I would say it was Monopoly, and I think we had like a little bit of a renaissance with Taboo, if you remember Taboo.
Yeah, okay.
Taboo was a nice. Fun one.
Yeah, Taboo's great.
Mm-hmm.
Scategories. We were big on Scategories.
Yeah, we didn't get that far.
But you didn't register for the Anthropology $159 version of Scategories.
Which one is Scategories now?
I think when you roll the dice and like, you know, you got to come up with those 10 categories and start with S, you know, whatever letter pops up on the die. Wait, or am I describing Taboo? That's Scategories. So like, it's like an animal, a European ruler, you know, I don't know, like a city. And then each one has to start with the letter S. If the S is in fact rolled.
That's okay. I think I can vibe with that.
And then if you have the same answer as someone else, you don't get the point. So you got to try and be unique on top of trying to think of, well, the timer's going down.
Yeah. Any game with a timer really, like my anxiety does not do well. I'm going to bring that up in my next BetterHelp session.
Was that your segue?
No, it wasn't because it's not BetterHelp this week.
All right. Shout out to BetterHelp anyway.
You know, but shout to them anyway. But, you know, it really does freak me out. There's something about it. Like, I don't know what happened to my brain and when it happened, but for all the same reasons that like when I watch a movie, you know? And I'm like, you know, I'm watching Zoolander and the guy's like in a mine. I'm like, wow, he's all dirty. How's he going to get all that stuff off? Like, look, I get stressed out for them. I do.
So, you're a good guy like that. You know. Well, anyway, I still might get you that Monopoly game.
Well, $159 version of Scattergory seems excessive, but I appreciate the thought.
Well, no, it is Monopoly. So I guess it's not funny because you haven't seen your own registry, but you are registered for like $158. I'm looking it up right now. Monopoly for Anthropology.
Oh my God.
Game.
Is there like an etiquette thing when you go through a registry and you're like, you know, like the balls on them for asking for $189 version?
No, man. Like, when else are you going to ask for this stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah. And how else would anyone know? Like, oh, you know, maybe Albie really wants a very fancy Monopoly game.
I suppose if there's any game that you would go fancy on.
You know, oh, there's Scrabble. I'm sorry. There's Scrabble for Anthropology too. And there's also Clue for Anthropology.
Wow. Man, they're really killing it.
Just those three, it looks like. Who knew this existed?
Yeah. Same rules.
I mean, I actually, that's a good question. Like, how did, like, did she go through Anthropology with a gun and just be like, I like this, 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 and this?
I don't know. And if that's what happened, I imagine it had to be an online thing. You know, but that's
maybe I'll just be a dick and get you Clue.
I could, like, just the regular version of Clue. You know,
no, for Anthropology.
But that, I tell you what, like, I, you know, I imagine they did this online, but if you could do that, and I remember hearing about this at like a Bed Bath and Beyond that you can go and scan or something like that, that would be a fun little day. I feel like
we did that. It was awesome.
That used to be like when we were on TV, we'd be at like Home Goods and we got in our apartment and Home Goods would be like, listen, we'll let you go shop if you film here kind of thing. And we were just loading a cart. And like it was wild. It was like you were just going in and just taking what you wanted. It was like, you know, it was like, you know, I think it was like right after too, like the movie Legend or I Am Legend came out, like with Will Smith. And it felt like I was just in the video store taking what I wanted and who was going to say anything. And that's probably the closest I can come to it. It was pretty bizarre little feeling, but it was fun.
You might be just too young, like just under the line too young to remember this, but like back in the day, I think it was Nickelodeon, they used to have like a Toys R Us or a KB, you could win like a 3-minute shopping spree. And they showed the commercials after the kids won the shopping sprees and they just had a cart and they were running down the aisles of Toys R Us and KB, just like with their arms, like wiping things into the cart. And you're watching the timer go down like 3 minutes, you know, 2 minutes. It's not like you had to be back at the front when it was over, just like, you know, when the horn sounded, they were done. But it was just like the greatest thing in the world when I was a little kid. You know, like they'd run back and grab another cart because it was so full and they'd go and like hit like the G.I. Joe section and just pull it all in. And you just had 3 minutes in KB, which was like the greatest store ever. And that's like exactly what you described.
Yeah, except, but can I you guess
for more adults.
My anxiety in that kind of a moment, because I'd still be trying to like, I'd be thinking it over still because I wouldn't be the guy that would just grab everything. That would occur to me on the 4th minute when it was too late.
Why? You know?
I don't know, man. It just is what happens when you put a timer in front of me. These things, it's what goes on.
What would you do for 3 minutes? Just stand there and debate?
I guess I would run around and be like, you know, because God forbid you turn down the wrong aisle for a second. But it's a fun little, you know, little activation. That'd be a fun thing for us to figure out to do on the show somehow. But
I mean, there's a guy in fantasy who does Toys for Tots. It's called Fantasy Cares. And every year, right, you know, right around this time, actually, the next couple of weeks, he has people in every city. So he raises like $100,000 from fantasy people donating to the Scott Fish Bowl, this game, this big competition you want to get in. There's no prize, but it's like all the money goes to charity and all goes to the shopping spree that like 10 people around the country do for Toys for Tots. And like, it's crazy. Like he shuts down a Target and he gets to go to Target like 2 hours ahead of time and just buys all the toys and they just check out and, you know. He's spending like $10,000-$20,000. And so he sends money to everybody around the country and you go shopping for this Toys for Tots thing, which is almost like that in a way.
Yeah, kind of. In a way, I can see that. But, you know, there's lots of, I think, really just cool activations and gifts. But I mean, if you know, I have a gift for you, Nando.
Oh, yeah.
See if you like this. Okay. I got to tell you about Fume.
All right, I thought you really got me something from Italy. Go ahead.
Well, you know what?
I've read about Fume.
I actually do have some things from Italy that we will talk about. But, you know, this is the gift of freedom, Nando. Okay? And cold turkey, maybe grated on sandwiches, is my favorite open line. Okay. But there's a better way to break your bad habits. And we are talking about Fume. I've talked to you about Fume. They sent me a Fume. I love Fume. Okay. And it's really, really great for, you know, a number of different things, at least for me personally, as someone that frankly, don't think I had the type of bad habit to break that you would typically think of when you're bringing this into your life. I'd like to be I love repetition. And for me, this has just been a really awesome device in general. I love it. And they're a great partner of the show. And we love them. So
they are, they came back. They're back.
They've been sticking with us, which, you know, we love, but not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, unfortunate change, manage to remove the bad from your habit. And Fume is an innovative award nominated device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is made completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. So instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy. It makes replacing your bad habit easy. And Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial. I'll tell you this, the taste of it, you know, when they bring down the vapor, right, the flavored air thing, okay? I think that's why I love using this so much, because it really is just like that. Like, all kidding aside, I have to bring it next time we actually hang out, instead of this major accomplishment of even just being able to talk through a computer, which I'm very appreciative of. But the taste is really good, and I swap them out really fast because just little sticks you kind of put in there. It's very, very easy to swap them out. But I have to be honest, okay? Especially since I shaved the hair, okay? As something that just gave me a little bit of that cool vibe back, this is what I've been doing. I swear.
Hanging out.
It's just cool. I don't know. I just feel like I look cool. It's the closest to a Fonz moment. And I'm not even just making this up. This isn't in here. I don't have to read it, like, as you know. Okay. I just like it. And it just, I don't know, fits the vibe. It fits the married vibe. It looks good with the ring now too. But stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching the Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories. And there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code ALBI to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume.com and use code ALBI to save an additional 10% off your order. And definitely do it because they support the show. So
they do. I mean, for no other reason than that, right?
That's it. Tryfume.com/ALBI and use code ALBI. And hey, you know, we just appreciate them so much. So thank you. And Nando, I really, you know, you really do gotta, I don't know if they hooked you up too, or if it's just the, you know,
no, I'm just the lucky one. I think just you and Chris.
Wow.
But Jules might still get a box every once in a while.
I feel important. I like it. You know, but yeah, so that was my segue, man. How'd I do?
5.5 out of 10. Well, you shouldn't make someone feel like they're getting a gift and then be like, let me just do this ad.
Well, okay. If we come from the guy that's figuring out which game that we're going to get into. That was, we're going to put Fume on the registry.
For it. Someone wants it.
But here we are. So listen, we want to get into some questions, you know, whether, you know, it's us catching up or otherwise, but the community wanted to be heard. So what we got, man? What do you got? Anything good over there?
Yeah, I got one from Nando D. Dear Albie, what does cocktail attire mean?
I know what this is about. I feel like that's I know what this is about. To me, it's like a dress cool. Like, I would look at a cocktail attire as being like, you know, you can kind of get away with like pants and a button down kind of move, or like, I like a nice sport coat and t-shirt kind of guy, which I've been sporting since 2004. But it's not over the top, like black tie situation. It's more of a party. There's no like big first dance or announcements or even sit down dinner. It's like a very long cocktail hour, cocktail party.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. I didn't know that.
But it's more about, like, especially because of the brownstone, like.
Like Chris's birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you gonna have a magician?
You never know.
You can have a DJ?
Weirder things have been brought up.
Well, I mean, magicians aren't weird. They're fun.
I mean, I don't look at it like the magicians are weird. I think they are fun. But I will say the other things, benchmarking off of some of the other things that have been weird. You know, some of the ideas I got yelled at, Story for another time. You know, that magicians, I would say, were probably like a watered down version of what's already being proposed. So I think that's probably a safer bet than most.
Great. That's exciting. I can't wait.
In worst case, I'll learn a couple tricks, you know?
Okay. Worst case. dear Albie, will there be shots at your wedding?
Too many. I would assume. Yeah.
Dear Albie, were there shots in the Italian wedding?
The Italians, I thought it was going to be one of those like for like an event space kind of things. There was, you know, it was cool the way it was set up, but they didn't really bar culture in general in Italy. This is something that kind of stuck out to me for whatever reason on this run. You don't walk into restaurants or bars the way you do in America.
Yeah.
Like, where there's a giant bar when you walk in. There's almost no, I don't know of a single place we went to, save maybe two, okay, where there was like a typical American greet you at the front and, oh, hey, there's a giant bar. And in the one place that did exist, you went and paid at a podium and brought your receipt over to pick up the drinks.
Yeah.
Like the bartenders wouldn't take an order.
That's weird.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah.
And it just seems like the culture is like, and they were very slow to make drinks. You know, it gets, you know, maybe how it should be. It's like a lot more about, hey, sit down and eat something, you animals. What are you doing trying to drink this, that, and whatever?
Yeah.
But very different.
You know, I remember, so when I was, my cousin lives in Milan. So when we go, like, I fly into Milan, take a train to Rome, then we take a train out of Naples, and the cousins would pick us up and we'd go out. But in Milan, you know, they have like a quote unquote happy hour culture. It's more like New York. But like their happy hour is you pay to eat and you drink for free. As opposed to here where it's like you pay to drink and there's like, you know, like a tray of mozzarella sticks or something.
Yeah.
It's a little backwards. But I mean, you get a drink like, oh, please enjoy, you know, our food. As opposed to please enjoy our food. But here are a bunch of free drinks in the meantime. See how fast you can go, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I think long term it helps, you know. I actually lost weight while I was out there, believe it or not. I think in that kind of an environment too, you definitely end up drinking a lot more wine because that's just kind of everywhere, you know. There wasn't like a ton of tequila out there or anything, but what was funny was we went to this one part of Rome where they like had like just a bunch of Mexican and sushi places in a row, but like not like Mexican spot, sushi spot. It was like tacos and sushi. It's like how they put it out there. It was pretty wild.
That's what I mean. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it good? Did you try it?
Yeah. I actually went to one of those, like, to see how a taco is. And it was really weird because they were like, try this buffalo chicken croquette. Right. And I'm like, okay. You know, and it's already kind of an out of body experience because like you're in a Mexican restaurant and everyone's Italian,
right?
You know? So you're like, how are they going to do this? And they brought out what essentially was really like buffalo chicken arancini. And that was sick. You know, like that's really what it was. It wasn't like a true croquette style, you know?
Right, right.
That was cool.
What were you drinking? Because I remember when I was drinking, I'm a vodka soda guy. Mm-hmm. And there it was vodka Pellegrino. I'm like, oh, this is something.
That was a major problem that I had to address like 2 or 3 days in, because as you know, I am a vodka soda guy as well. And every time I would say soda, I would essentially either get tonic or like this lemon soda, which is like way too sugary for me. So I would have to say vodka sparkling water, and it's just not the same.
I kind of liked it. I got used to it after a little while. As long as it's sparkling, it's fine, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I find myself drinking a lot of white wine out there because it was hot and it would cool you off quick. Everybody had it and you didn't have to really like negotiate it kind of thing. And a ton of espresso because just, you know, you're just doing that little quarter shot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just a little pep. That's all you need is that little pep. So. This is great. I can keep going with these or I can like pull up some old Dear Abbeys.
No, whatever. I mean, I'm on your time, man.
Dear Albie, did you dance? Are you a dancer?
Fal came back out, Nando, and I crowd surfed. I crowd surfed at the wedding.
I think I saw a picture of that somewhere.
Yeah, there was a great band that came in. Everybody was dancing, for the most part anyway. But it was one of those things that was just like all over the map. Like, you know, Marky was dancing and stuff. And, you know, I think everybody just kind of buying into that. But everybody was just really happy. I didn't think it was going to be full-blown Fal. It kind of caught up to me late. And we kept having these like after parties where our room was, which is almost like this set up like Game of Thrones style cave. And Lauren, the night of our wedding, Lauren passes out in our bed, in our room, like, because like, there's like 20, 30 people in there. We cleaned out our mini fridge like four times.
Wow. Nice.
It's crazy. And it wasn't even us, you know, like, but all kinds of just mayhem. You know, Greg was on the show last week talking about how he was trying to run naked out to his car. Like people got after it. But it was a good one. It was a clean drunk.
Oh, good. Yeah. You know what? You don't wake up with the same hangovers that you do over there. I've noticed.
No, really, you don't. Really, you don't.
Dear Abby. Sorry, Dear Abby. I pulled up a Dear Abby. But I don't think I'm going to use it. Dear Albie, who gave the best speech?
You know, this has come up a few times. And I've gotten a bunch of different reactions on it. Chris and Lauren both did great. Chelsea's sisters did great.
You don't want to say.
No, it's not that I don't want to say. I have to be honest with you. I truly, and I mean this in the best way, I was so kind of present while it was going on that I don't remember. Okay. Like it all kind of hit me in a lot of different ways. I found the entire experience to be very overwhelming because everything in the room was very overstimulating. Like there wasn't anybody you looked at that you weren't like vested in what their facial reaction was like. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense. But Lauren's was really, really good, you know, for sure. She had a lot of people laughing and you know, it was kind of an interesting little debate, you know. I thought it was kind of inappropriate that everybody spoke kind of thing, you know, because we didn't do a traditional bridal party. And, you know, and Chell was awesome. I think the only person that was probably a mess was me. But I have to run that back. I have to look through. I'm excited to get the tape for that reason, actually.
Dear Albie, did you get a local photographer or did you bring someone in?
They got a local photographer out there, yeah.
Man, we had a wedding in Italy. My friend got married in Italy like 15 years ago, I guess at this point, like 12. And the guy was like Roberto Benigni. Like, okay, you three jump. You three sit down. Like, you hold up like this. Okay, now everybody say, oh, you know, like it was crazy, the stuff he was making us do.
Yeah.
Like, I've been to like annoying, like pretend you're walking and laughing. But like this guy was like, you're a trapeze artist. Go.
Yeah, they definitely took it more seriously, you know, out there, like almost across the board, but like less in other things. You know, you can see culturally, it's just very, very, you know, prioritized differently, not like for better or worse, even, you know, but it was just kind of interesting to kind of pick that up. And also we did the wedding very differently. Like we went, had the ceremony, had the cocktail hour and had dinner. Like there wasn't music during, you know.
All right. Okay.
So you kind of condensed dinner as if you went out to dinner with everybody. So instead of a 4-hour dinner and music going, you had 2 hours of dinner and then just like the music got into it then. And it was just like another 4-hour rager. The thing went from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Nice.
You know? So like when I saw that on paper, I was like, that's a long time. And it flew by.
Yeah.
Like really flew by.
Yeah. We had that same experience in mine. I'm like, in fact, we did the whole, like, let's do another hour, you know, like, let's go upstairs with the wedding planner lady and try and like, see what it takes to do another hour of this.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see, I guess, when Brownstone ends, but I'll tell you this much, like Urbano was the officiant. And, you know, I think if we had a breakdown, like best speech, I think him doing his thing there was really great. It was fast, but like everything was impactful and stuff, but he started by saying dearly beloved, and he sounded so much like Prince that nice. I almost dropped. I thought he was going to go with the rest of the line. And I didn't know if it, you know, and I had to kind of pull myself together on it because I was like, you know, look, I was like the laughing kid in the class for a second, but he really did send just like him.
That's great.
This seems like a wonderful time. Sorry, I missed it. I mean, obviously it was, you know, wonderful time, but, and we couldn't make it. Dear Albie, have you picked out your suit / cocktail gear for your American side wedding?
I don't want to wear the same one because I feel like that's going to look weird in pictures and stuff like that. And I have not. I haven't picked the suit. No.
Interesting. You going to wear a tie?
I don't know. I'm actually, as you're talking about it, I'm leaning towards not. You know,
I think I'm going to wear a tie.
It's a lot more, this is a lot more kind of, this is more of a party, you know what I mean? The type of thing that like you take your tie off when you arrive, part of the party,
yeah,
is how this starts.
And you look over, like look in the corner, those guys are playing Anthropology Monopoly. This place has gotten wild.
Don't even know what you're in for.
Yeah.
You know, this game's a Scattergories, it's breaking out.
This is amazing. I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun. I'm going to go online and buy this after the call. But I mean, I feel like I just want to hand you an envelope of cash. I don't want to be like, hey, here's Anthropology Monopoly. And then like the balance of what we were going to give you.
I got to be honest, man. I'm not, you know, like I told you, I'm not keeping score with this stuff. I've been telling everybody your presence is a present kind of thing. I don't know. I don't know why I think that way, or maybe if I shouldn't think that way. I just think there's so many people, especially, you know, people like you that have also like done so much already. You know, like
I haven't done anything.
It's just, dude, the show would obviously, you know, I've said it on air plenty of times, you know, the show would not exist. I wouldn't keep doing it, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, but still
it's like a wedding gift.
But yeah, but it's not even the point. I think, you know, for me with the wedding, especially and on that day in Italy, and I'll probably feel the same way here. You know, I was very overwhelmed by like what everybody in that room meant to me for whatever reason. That's where my head went. And, you know, it's kind of going to be the same thing, you know, there, because so many people couldn't go, you know, it was such a fast turnaround, you know? Right. So, you know, I'll definitely have that same feeling, I think. And, you know, so yeah, I don't really, it's funny though, just as a matter of custom, I guess, how many people have asked me that, you know, what to get and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm just awkward in general, but especially over that. So you'll never get an answer out of me. Give me a fume.
That's all it takes, right? Are you sick of answering these wedding questions? I mean, like overall, I don't mean like in the show. I mean, like, is it just like, let's just get this all behind me, please. So
people can start asking when I'm going to have a baby. No, you know what? I think it's funny. And we had this conversation with everyone. I told everyone there's an announcement coming and I want Chell to be a part of it. But, you know, I think that for the Dear Albie universe, you know, Dear Albie community, everything that we do kind of thing, you know, I'm excited. I think the show is going to take on, you know, a lot of exciting times naturally just because of where life is going. And that's kind of always been the narrative of the show. Like we kind of all grow together. And the amount of questions that came in when the wedding stuff was popping up, I think symbolizes too a lot of how a lot of the listeners are going through this stage as well, or like just having kids or, you know, just getting engaged. There are a lot of people that were in that spot or know someone that's in that spot. So in getting to this next chapter of stuff, you know, getting Chell a lot more involved in what's going on and the frequency kind of picking up a little bit more, because things that we're very used to having to discuss on this show, you know, Marky just kind of, you know, being born and all that and what's happening, getting a house and all this stuff, you know, we're going to just go through in real time, you know? And obviously the show has always been more about everybody else in the community and the questions that get asked than my life. But, you know, these are things that naturally come up. So it'll be exciting to see what happens and how it kind of tracks and kind of like echo old things we used to talk about, you know? So,
can't wait. Season 5? Are we going to continue season 4 for that?
I mean, I guess this is a you know, an offline, this is inside baseball, you know?
That's right. Yeah. We were the line of demarcation.
So we got to figure that out.
One last question I got. Now you brought up the community and everything, and everyone who listens, and I know like a lot of people are like Housewives fans. And I know like, you know, I think people got your wedding photos, right? And it's like, I can see, let's see, you know, beautiful moment. Yeah, that's like a very people thing to do. But I assume like at this one, there will be more like Real Housewives-y people there. And like, would that be like the place for someone to want to take photographs and, you know, leak them to the press or sell them or something because of, you know, the names that are going to be there instead of just the adorable Albie and Chelsea, you know, in her wedding dress and stuff like that.
You know what, man?
Like, is it going to be the one like that the fans want to hear about? Like who is drunk, who's having a good time?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's not impossible. I'll tell you this, like
fan service them, Albie.
There is a major issue. There is a major issue with the Brownson celebration because when we did the invites, there's about a stack of 60, 70 something that never got out.
Great.
Number one. Number two. The invite list came from my cell phone when it came to the people that I had given Chell. And a big reason that some of these never got out is because of my address book on my phone. A lot of these things, as you very well know, I will have last names spelled wrong. So when people go to RSVP, like...
Oh, right. They had to match my name. That's right.
It didn't match the names. So in a really weird way, this is kind of like a fire drill to find out, you know, who's got there and all of this other stuff. There's all kinds of people apparently that are mad at me because they think they're not invited. That I was like, they're obviously invited. What are you talking about? So there's layers and levels to this. But I think No, I don't think it's going to be an overly housewivesy wedding. I think, you know, I always just kind of kept it real of who made sense to go. I was never going to be the guy that was like, oh, let's invite these people because, you know, of whatever reason. I you know, it's who's involved in our life and you go from there.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
I mean, so this is cocktail, so I don't have to be like, am I at Marcus's table kind of thing? Like, you know, are you going to
put tables. Yeah, great.
All right, so I can just mingle. Yeah.
Perfect. It's a mingle situation. There's going to be places to sit, but there's not like assigned seating. There will be for certain people that are like, just like, you know, a little bit older.
Sure, you got to do that. And they'll leave by 8, you know, like.
You know,
we're taking our tray of cookies, we're out of here.
Yeah, yeah, glass of warm milk.
Yeah. I mean, I could see myself at some point, like I don't dance. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a dancer. My wife is. I just like to sit there and drink and talk to people and hang out. So I could see myself maybe in like 20, 30 years being like, just get out of here. You know, I don't want to watch this. We're not dancing. Yeah, we're not dancing. Let's leave the envelope.
I do think, you know, there's a direct correlation. Leave the Scrabble
and let's go.
Yeah, there's a direct correlation between how old you are and what time you just want to be checked out of stuff. Because, you know, used to be the guy that was like, we're staying up to 3 a.m. and now it's like 11. It's 11 o'clock, guys. Like, let's call this. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, you know? It's dark.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's great. I think we're good, man. I think there's enough Dear Albie-ing for you for a little while now. This introspective look at your wedding that you had and your wedding to come.
Wow.
Your Schrodinger's Albie.
Appreciate you very much. Love your community. Write in, DearAlbieMailbag@gmail.com. Support our sponsors. You guys are the best.
Shout out to you later. F-U-M, Fume, with a little umlaut over the U. Shout out, Fume.
There we go.
Yeah. All right, sorry, you're taking us out of here, and I just interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's all I got, man. All right. That's all I got.